The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed Hoodoo practitioner and fourth-generation seer with over 50 years' experience in the spiritual path. Boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups, Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use these same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors, along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida, and the old Hoodoo root workers of Louisiana. Along with his formal education in theology, anthropology, and parapsychology, brings holistic dimension that touches you, spirit, mind, and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
Adret, Azilet, Lucia, Lucia, Metcatalan, Bahetskabel, Eshtami Chukada Mizbeya Lotikbi. God bless all of my father's children, here, there, and everywhere. Bonsoir, and welcome to the only real, genuine Hoodoo broadcast on the airwaves. This is your host, Monsieur Jean-Léon Devereaux, officially known to many as Papa Say, your Hoodoo Daddy, promising to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Let me say that I love you and you and even you, and it makes no difference what you think of me, but it does make a difference what I think of you. I cannot allow hatred, jealousy, prejudice, religion, or greed to be a part of me, for I know and I want you to know that the real Hoodoo brings light, love, and life to the world. God bless you, and God keep you. May he shine his face upon you and give you peace. May he bless your going, your coming in, your going out, from this time forth and even forevermore. Well, how are you today? Today we have Hoodoo Trouble Readings. Now, this is a reading about the troubles facing you. Now, some people don't want to know that. Might not. You know, some people, you don't want to know about the troubles you're going to get. So, well, I can understand that. Yeah, I can. You know, if you're just concerned about the good, then, well, more power to you. But some people are concerned about the bad that's following them. The bad that's a part of their existence now. You see, and if you are, you know, you can be. Now, that's it. Now, most of all, I want you to listen to these messages, and then I will be right back. Okay? All right.
Is your success flying away from you? Is your money gone before you get it? Does everything you touch turn from sugar to shit? Then you need a miracle from Almighty God. Papa Say is your holy spiritual advisor. He helps with all spiritual and metaphysical problems. No matter how big or how small, God uses Papa Say to get rid of them all. Papa Say can look at the muddy water of deceit and see dry land, the good life, here and far away too. Papa Say helps married people and their children. He takes them off the streets, off the bottle, off of drugs and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use tarot or a crystal ball. He uses the hand of Almighty God to see yesterday, today, and tomorrow to help you in your everyday life. Papa Say gets you out of trouble and puts you into the favored life of peace, prosperity, and paradise. Yes. Have no further questions? Then contact Papa Say at 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there is one holy spiritual advisor, and that is Papa Say. New moon is coming soon, and you've got to be ready for it. So ready yourself with your abundance checks, this month's energy, and all of the teaching for this month that Papa Say has to offer. But most of all, be it the new moon authentic hoodoo readings for this month. That's the new moon authentic hoodoo readings for this month. They start on the new moon and last for only 3 days. For the past 5 years, each and every month, this has been a special feature of Real Hoodoo and Papa Say. Many have been blessed with new homes, better finances, restored relationships, and better employment all through these readings. A new addition is, now they last from 5 to 7 minutes, giving you more information than ever before. Be there along with that special friend or loved one at the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings. That's the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings. When? The New Moon for 3 days. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Well, I guess there is only one Papa Say. The only one I know right now. You know, well, with these trouble readings, I don't expect you to don't get upset, don't get mad, or anything like that. I will just read to you the cards. I'll just read to you what they say and what they mean. And you can take it from there. Yes, sir, you can take it from there. Now, this is it's just a reading. That's all it is. It is a reading. Now, you be governed by it. Yeah, you be governed, you be governed ostentatiously. You be governed by it. Okay? All right. 903, this is Papa Say. Hello.
Hello, Papa Say. I'm calling for a hoodoo trouble reading.
Okay. Okay, the first card is the Ten of Spades. The second card is the Five of Clubs. The third card is the Ace of Hearts. And the fourth card is, the Deuce of Hearts. Well, 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 this is something. This is something. First of all, you are going to be in some kind of quarrel or some type of disagreement with your family. You're going to be in some type of disagreement with your family. Now, it's not going to be much, but you're going to be in one. Now, you will have, the Five of Clubs, you will have the clover leaf, which is good tidings. But the tidings this time will not be that good. It'll be good that they came when they did. But it won't come on time, all right? And you will have, the Ace of Hearts, which is the Fox. Now, the Fox is a person it's a person which gets into everything. Instead of the Fox being somebody which will, help you and be innovative, this is somebody that does things to you. It's somebody that's not good. And, oh boy, the Deuce of Hearts is the man. And he's looking at all this. And the man, well, this man, well, this might not be, this might not be the correct one, but this man will not, he will not give a care or care about you. This man will attempt to use you or hurt you. Now, I suggest that you just take these four cards and use them to your advantage. Just use them to your advantage. He, I, you know, this man starting stuff, this man. In other words, this man, he can start a whole bunch of mess. He can start a whole bunch of mess, but he can stop it too. He can stop it. So you just be governed by this, okay? God bless you.
Thank you, Papa. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, Lord. We see some stuff here. Okay. 313. This is Papa Say. Hello.
Hello, Papa Say. I would like a reading.
Okay. Here it goes. The Six of Spades is the first card. The Three of Hearts is the second card. The Five of Diamonds is the third card. And the King of Diamonds is the fourth card. Now, what do we have here? The King of Spades, not the King. The Six of Spades is the mouse. And the mouse means a theft. It's somebody, I think we talked about this before. But somebody is stealing something from you. He's stealing something from you. And you don't be able to, you don't seem like you're able to stop it. You know, he's just taking a little here, a little there, and he just keep on doing it. Now, the Three of Hearts is the sun. Now, that's happiness and popularity. Now, instead of happiness, you will not be happy. You will be sad. You will be sad. It won't be anything that, you know, which will make you glad. But, you know, with him stealing so much, a little bit, that's going to really tick you off. It's going to really tick you off, and you're really going to be upset. Now, the Five of Diamonds is the anchor. Now, it makes you successful in business and love. Now, that means that your business will be sort of shoddy. It won't work out. It won't work out. And your love life will be just, well, it's here, there, or what have you. In fact, I see you liking somebody whom you want, but you will not be able to get them. You will not be able to get them. And then the King of Spades, the King of Homeboy, the King of Hearts is the letter. Now, that letter means good news or good fortune, unexpected good fortune. But that, you know, when you get it, that fortune will go another way. It'll go towards somebody else, and it won't come towards you. It won't come towards you. That fortune is one that is meant for somebody outside of you. Not you, it's meant for somebody outside of you, okay? Now, you be blessed, and God bless you.
God bless you too, Papa Say.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, boy, somebody. Well, son, another individual. Well, 573, this is Papa Say. Hello.
Yeah, hey, Papa, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to get a reading.
Okay, the first card is the Two of Spades. And the second card is the Ten of Clubs. The third card is the Ten of diamonds. And the fourth card is the ace of spades. Now, these cards look sort of difficult here. They look sort of difficult, but they aren't if you look at them. The first card is the deuce of spades, which is the star of success, which means that all enterprises will be successful, but instead of all enterprises being successful, only certain of them will. Only a certain number of enterprises will be successful. Now, the Ten of Clubs is the Towers, and they mean protection. Now, it would mean protection if somebody was after you. But now, you know, it's not protecting you. Now you're gonna have to fight for yourself. You're gonna have to go to it, and you have to get it done yourself. I really think that those people you are living next to are the ones which you'll have to fight out. Yeah.
Okay.
They're the ones you have to fight out now. The Ten of Diamonds is, you know, the sickle, which means, some say it means death, but here it doesn't mean death. Here it means that you will get certain other stuff. You will get you'll get stuff the way you make it. It'll be just like you did it, you know. And with that sickle, certain things which you will get will be there because you made them go that way. And the Ace of Diamonds, the Cross Swords, you know, now that's, you know, that's protection too. But instead of that, you will not have success. You will not have total protection. You will be fighting some of that stuff off yourself. So the best thing I can tell you to do is to just keep on keeping on. Just keep on keeping on. And God bless you.
All right. Thank you. God bless
you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, sir. Now, these readings are something else. They are something else. Now here, 773, this is Papa Say. Hello.
Hi, Papa Say. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I got issues. I would like a trouble reading, please. Thank you.
You got issues and you like a trouble reading?
Many issues, Papa Say. Many issues.
Okay. Okay.
You know it. Many issues.
You got many issues.
Yeah.
Okay, the first card is the Five of Hearts. The second card is the Nine of Clubs. The third card is the King of Hearts. And the last card is the Queen of Spades. Well, the first card is the Moon. Now, you know that Five of Hearts is the Moon. And you see that is very, very instrumental because we're coming up to the new moon. You're coming to it. But, you know, with it, with the new moon, there are some things which you will not see. There's some things that will happen, but there's some things that won't happen. You know, now, with that Nine of Clubs, which is the part, you know, and you find something new, some new love in there, you know, the thing that'll be, I hate to tell you this, there's somebody else who's going to pop up. Somebody that you knew in your past. Now, he will be back around, and he will try stuff, but it's not going to go anywhere. It's not going to go anywhere at all. Now, the King of Hearts, which is the third card that you got, is your hand joined into hand. Hand joined to hand. Now, ordinarily it means friendship or woman to love. But that's the friendship now will not become love. You will become, well, you won't be enemies, but you won't be friends either. You won't be friends. You will try. You'll try to be with him, but it ain't nothing that's going to happen. You know, and the last card, the Queen of Clubs, is love. Love. Now, if you got love, you'll have the rest. I always tell you people that. If you have love, you got money. But for you, you won't have love. You won't have love. So that is the reason why. It's the reason why you're doing without money. Now, if you change that around and you got love somewhere, you will have money, and you have a lot of it. You know, you have more than you could even look at yourself at. You'll have a lot of it. Okay? Now, God bless you.
Okay. God bless you. Thank you, Papa.
Bye-bye. Well, these cards, they are going good. They are going good for some people. You know, the only thing about these cards, only thing about them is that, you know, when I'm looking at them, everything is reversed. Everything is reversed. Everything good is bad, and everything bad is good. So if you can see it, most of you all have not had anything bad in the cards. You've had only good. Now, the only thing I'm doing is telling you what will happen to those bad things. That's all, okay? I'm just telling you what will happen. All right. Well, 832, this is Papa Say. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for taking my call. I'd like to get a reading.
Okay. The first card is who? The King of Clubs. The second card is, the Queen of Diamonds. The third card is, the Six of Diamonds. And the fourth card is the Five of Spades. Nah, nah, nah. The King of Clubs is the Bear. And it means successful speculations. But that bear now will turn its way on you. He'll turn itself on you. It'll try to fight you or eat you up. And the reason why it was doing that is the Queen of Diamonds. The children are there. And those kids are really friendly and gentle. But no, this time those kids are bad. Those kids are doing a whole lot. They are doing a whole lot. And one of the things that they're doing is stealing your mail. They are taking your mail and tearing it up. You know, they are not acting just the way they should do. It's like just as if they got the devil in them, you know. Now, also right by there is the Lion. And the Lion, who means sudden shock from bad news. Well, the Lion now, he ain't bringing no bad news. He's bringing good news. He's bringing you, you know, news of courage. News of faith. That is the best thing for you. And I'll tell you why. It's because of the Five of Spades. Now, the Five of Spades is the coffin. Everything that is dead must be buried. But it's just so happening that these things are not dead now. You think they're dead, but they ain't dead. Those things are alive. And they will exist to try and hurt you, you know, and to make you feel bad. Now, the lion will, he will help you, especially against the bear. He will help you. And the coffin will definitely stop anything that is not right. Anything that's not right. Now, God bless you and God keep you.
God bless you also. Thank you.
Okay. Here we go. Here's one more person. 313. This is Papa. Say hello.
Papa, I was in the queue, but just listen. I'll take as minimal trouble as possible.
Okay. Oh, boy. Okay. The first card is the Three of Clubs. The second card is the Extra Joker. The third card is, let me see, here it comes, the Seven of Hearts. And the fourth and final card is the Six of Hearts. Now, if I look at this, the first thing I would see is good stuff. But that ain't what's happening now. That's not what's happening. The Tree of Hell, the Three of Clubs is the Tree of Good Health. Now, but what is that saying? That's saying that you will have some bad things happen to you. In fact, I would go and see the doctor. In about 3 days, I'd go and see the doctor about that. Now, you have the extra joker, the extra black joker, which is the thing for you. It is the thing for you. Now, this black joker flips everything around. It flips everything around. What is bad is now good, and what is good is now bad. Now, you got to watch out for that, because the extra joker is such a powerful one. It is so powerful that you might think that you can get through it, but it won't. It won't allow it. Now, the Seven of Clubs is a house. A new house for better. For better. You know, now, I'm going to tell you something. If you are planning on moving, don't go to the first house. Do not go to the first house. If you are planning on moving, don't go to the first house. Why? Because it will not be right. It will not be. I don't know what it is. If it's haunted or something, but don't go to it. Go to the second and the third one. All right? Now, the Six of Hearts, which is the last card, is the house. Is the house, and it means success in all ventures. Now, it was just like I was saying. Just like I was saying. If you go to a house, don't go to the first one. Do not accept the first one. Just wait, because the real one will come. You know, now, God bless you. God bless
you. Okay, Papa.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, we got another one. Or do we? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Okay, 704. This is Papa Say. Hello.
Hi, Papa Say.
How are you?
I'm all right. I would like to get a trouble reading.
Okay. The first card is the Ten of Hearts. The second card is the Eight of Hearts. The third card is the Seven of Spades. And the last card is, the King of Spades. The King of Spades. Now, this is what I see. Now, the Ten of Hearts means that the banquet, you know, it's a bouquet of flowers. It means absolute, you know, indication of love. Now, I don't know, but there's somebody there that does not love you, does not love you forever and ever, as they say. He does not love you. Now, with that, the Eight of Hearts is the cats, and they give, instead of flattery, those cats are giving you a lot of gossip. They're pouring salt on you. They're doing bad. So you got to just stay away from them. Because those things don't mean you no good. Now, you have the clouds, which is the Seven of Spades. You have the clouds, you know, and you have a good side, the light side, and the dark side. Well, the dark side is following you. The dark side is there, which means that the whole truth of it is that the domestic happiness you'd have with the bright side is blotted out. It's blotted out with him. And with that, you have the King of Spades, which is the bride. Well, the bride, you know, on her own is a person that has a turbulent married life. In other words, no marriage with the person will work for now. It will not work for now, but it might work in the future, you know. So You be designated by this. You watch these cards and go on with it. Okay, God bless you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Well. If you can see it, you can believe it. You will believe it. Okay, hold on.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything from success in love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Now, everybody has had their trouble reading. You know what trouble is coming. You know what trouble you're in. And you know how to get out of it. You know how to get out of it. Well, be governed accordingly. Now, This Sunday, we will do new moon readings. We will do new moon readings. And, well, I'll tell you, I might give you some some more information on spirits. Now, if you want to know about the spirits, I'm reading from my book. Yeah, I'm reading from my book. I wrote it. I'm reading from my book. Now, you can just hold on to it. You can just wait on it. But I tell you something. That is the most glorious thing I can give you. Because, it ain't through yet. The book ain't through. But all of it is stuff that you can use. It's stuff that you can use. So you be here for it. And remember, there's only one real hoodoo. And only one Papa Say. So God love you. God need you. And God will forever love you. But most of all, pray for me. Will you do that? Okay. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was Papa Say. Chatroom supervision provided by BT Destiny. The executive producer was George Carr. The broadcast director was James Best. On-air announcers were Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was Michelle LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk Radio, a corporation licensed by the State of New York with corporate offices in New Jersey. A recording of this and other broadcasts can be downloaded at www.blogtalkradio.com/papasay. This program has been brought to you by Big Gator Productions, which is solely responsible for its content. Remember to tune in next week at the same time for Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio.